comes to share his scores. It's not a single event, it's where he wants to be social. And here we have a Norwegian boy who saved his sister from a moose because he played that in a game, he'd learnt from within the game, and he knew that when a moose attacks, you play dead and they'll leave you alone. So all these things are actually you can learn within the games that these skills can be taken on board. Pat Manigan. This is how the Frenchman likes dressing up as a Batman going into different public places. But again, it's the influence of games in our everyday lives. So this year we did, well, last year rather, we did a project on the Olympic Games, thinking about how we could use these to influence the children to learn more about different areas. They learned a lot about London, they learned a lot about the Olympic Games. For example, here's the 100 metre sprint.
Athletics, track, 100 metre sprint, one player. Here we go.
Using the game as an influence, as an idea, they did the 100 metre sprint. So then they actually had to do it. Obviously then gathering the times, so they collaborate on the spreadsheets, they put in different times, so linking it to maths. We also linked it to science, looking at the heart rates, and we also did it also looking at some different apps, looking at how far they travel. So they came up with this hypothesis, do you actually use more energy playing the game than you do in real life running around? Finding humour often came into it as well. Linking on to fencing. Would you let this boy have a real sword? The children think about different operations, think about the medical side thing, the health side of it, but also again, how did they work? Well, we had somebody operating the surgeon, there's the surgeon standing up there, two advisors in the operation, and then two other observers looking at how they were using these skills. So again, thinking about how you might use the classroom space in there. So games has been a really good way of actually getting the children engaged, but also looking at lots of other skills and other subjects too. Just released on the iPad is a new game called Hakitsu, which again tries to teach coding through this. It's a free app. You can see up there on the left, it says, for example, you've got things like turn left, light punch, strong punch, and there, in there. So again, it's trying to teach coding through the apps. Minecraft is really taking off in schools at the moment.